Here I am, Beis Yom Kippur, Parshas Devarim.
Dibre Aran. We'll see the Aran again. V'im toima. V'chi yomar anoas tashmishech amai mitza. Why is also? V'om mitzves lav lehenes nitnu. V'om mitzves lav lehenes nitnu. So, b'meile, he'll be allowed to do tashmish. יש לומר דכי אמרין אין מצווה סלב להן אסניתנו אנה מילה לומר שאין קיום המצווה חושב הנועה. But he's happy that he did the mitzvah, this is not called הנועה. אבל מכל מקום, אם יישא נגופי בהדי דמקיים מצווה, if his body is enjoying a physical הנועה in the same time, הנועה מקרי, it's called הנועה. ומשמוכי אמרינו בפרק רובייס דין הנוידר הנועה מן המיון תויבל במסעק שום אבל אין במסעק חמו. So the words of the Ran are very stark words. מצווס לב להנו הסניתנו. Why? Look in לשון הרן. שאין קיום המצווה חושב הנועה. אבל אם מסעני גופי בהדי that he does the mitzvah, Hanoe Mikri. The noise is, if it's called Hanoe, it's not called Hanoe. He's not stam saying mitzvah slavle enes nidnu, but if you same time you're hopping in Hanoe, kum dir ha'oinesh. It says mitzvah is not called Hanoe. But if your body is enjoying Behadi at the same time, Hanoe Mikri. So in the same time your body is enjoying, you rest at the same time, it's called Hanoe. Only the Hanoe from the mitzvah is not called Hanoe. And then he talked the Rashba, the Ran. So the Ran's shita is that Hanoe's mitzvah is not called the Hanoe, or the Hanoe the Misani Gufi behind the mitzvah is called the Hanoe. The Rashba also asks the Ran's kasha, and he gives different tirutz in different places. We'll see over the shtickle, he answers the kasha all different times, but all different tirutz. He answers all different terutzim on the kasha. And we'll have to understand what is this list of terutzim on the Ran's kasha. Zog da'avne miluim, chofches samach, sharamelech, and murach roini. From the fact that the Rashbo answers the Ran's kasha and doesn't give. So it's a lot of noise in the steps. When it's open, it's shut. So the mele zog davne miluim that the fact that the Rashba answers the Ran's kasha and he doesn't answer like the Ran that anoe the misani gufri beade a mitzvah is also, and the Rashba has verschiedene tirutzim, like we will have to see the verschiedene tirutzim. Muchach she'arashbo soiver, that even a physical anoe that comes together with the mitzvah, we say mitzvah slav lehenes nitlu. So the Avnei Miluim and the Sharamelech and the Yasser that we have a fest of Machlekes. The Ran learns mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, only the Anoe from Kiyum HaMitzvah Alein is called mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. But a physical Anoe that comes in the same time, we will not say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. And the Rashba that did not answer like the Ran, vice versa holds that even a physical Anoe that comes b'shas ma'aseh HaMitzvah, we say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. This is the Amodas HaMachlekes, Rabbi Shtein, and Bereshom the Avnei Miluim Chofchei Samach the Sharamelech Be'archove. To explain what is the Shita Saran and what is Shita Saram Arashbo, we'll start with the Ran. What is the Pshat in the Ran? Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Mi. Why not? Person, you know how much money a person pays to have an Esrog? He pays $1,000 to get a good Esrog. So it's worth it for him, the Gishmak. A good Baltikeya, you know how much the shul pays the Baltikeya? They fly him in sometimes. Why? It's worth for them. It's like Gishma, right? They're asking to pay for the Baltikeya or not? Why are they asking? Well, so why are they paying? Because it's worth for their money, right? So the Gishmak of listening to Shaifo, this shul invested $1,000 in the Baltikeya. So ask them, how much you rate by you, the chshivas to hear the mitzvah shofar. It's not only in the ear. They pay money for it, $1,000.
Not
so you don't know what it is to enjoy mitzvah. I'm telling you, you don't know what it is to enjoy mitzvah. Chazan you don't enjoy. But a shofar, you enjoy it. A person has a good ass, like the whole sukkah, you feel a different person. Every year. What about it? It's the biggest pleasure in the world. So the Rashi is the shayness of Rashi, right? Yeah. By you it's so partial. We'll see. I want to be madgish it because we'll start to go later. Today we'll start to see the lomdes. We'll start with the lomdes today. We'll see later. It's negiah to so much nafkiminis and so much shalis that a negiah to us. Then we'll see that the agdoris, why it's not called a anoe, are very not simple. So later, Rav Avraham in Ahar, learn in Teire, if you're allowed to be learn in Teire, someone else is safer, if you're Mudar Anoe or not. We'll see later, it's different shaylas, it's not a simple thing, what is called Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitnu. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says the Loshen, Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Le'Yisroel Liris Kiyumem Lohem Anoe, Elo Le'oil Al Tzavoreyem Nitnu. The Mitzvah was not given for pleasure, it was given for Le'oil Al Tzavoreyem. This is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chofches. Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Aleph, the Loshen and Rashi is Mashlim. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nidnu Keloimar. Ein Kiyum Mitzvah Sanoa Saguf. Ela Avoidas Eved Leraboy. It's not a Noa Saguf. It's a Avoidas Eved Leraboy. Rashi is trying to explain, to deal with the problem. The guy is enjoying. Zog the Rab. It's not Lea Noa Saguf. Ela avoidas eved l'rabbi. Rashi Sukkah Lamed Aleph. Rashi Rosh Hashanah Chofches. Le'oil al tzavareyim. The Loshon Arosh and Pirush Arosh. The last line in the Zayin of Mudbeiz. The Le'imikire Anoem Ashu Mekayim Mitzvah Samokri. Rashi in Chulin also has a Loshon. Chulin Peites. She'a mitzvah zanun li'Yisrael kedei le'hanes elu gzeras melech. So the Ran states that the mitzvahs are not given for Hanoe. The oil that's like Zeras Melech. I Lemaise will enjoy. Lemaise will enjoy to do a mitzvah. But the Pe'ula is not considered Pe'ula Sanoe. It's considered a Pe'ula She'oil al Tzavoreyim Gzeras Melech. So we magdir this Pe'ula not a Pe'ula Shel Hanoe, a Pe'ula Shel Gzeras Melech. A little bit hard to understand exactly what it means. But maybe we could understand Kilu Hashem Shatz. It's a Isur Anoe. This Pe'ula Fakert is not called a Pe'ula Fun Anoe. It's not meant to be Nene from it. It's meant to do it without Hanoe. We'll see later again, the next year, that the Rashba will say that if someone learns Tere, you're not allowed to learn Tere from Mudar Anoe. Because in learning, Hashem does want you to be Nene when you're learning. So b'meile, you don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. In all of the mitzvahs, they were not meant for enjoyment. Learning Zogar Avraham in Ahar was meant for enjoyment. So dear, the gishmak of learning, we don't say mitzvahs. But I want to leave the whole Musa of Talmud Torah, the Gdorim of Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu or not, we'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. About Legabe Arsuge, the Rashi says, we shatz it that this Pe'ula, that gishmak, is not considered a gishmak. And b'meile we say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. It's hard to understand yet. It's hard to understand. So, Abrazei zog the Ran, and Rash. Comes the Rashba and the Ran, but if you have a physical Anoe, what are the Shaykhs? Hashem said the Anoe of listening to him is not considered Anoe. The Anoe of shaking the lulav, of blowing in shofar is not considered Anoe. It's not given for Anoe. Or if he has a physical Anoe, b'shas ma'ise, avadet has to be also. And the Ran brings a riot. You're allowed to go to the mikveh b'meisach, showing that it's cold, you're not enjoying yourself. You're not allowed to go b'meisach hamo, because you're becoming cooler. You're enjoying yourself that you went to the mikveh b'meisach hamo. But maybe that's awesome. Because that enjoyment is the enjoyment from the water, no shaka to the mitzvah. The enjoyment that I have a shofar lulav, that is called mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Aber the enjoyment that I'm enjoying the water, the physical, b'meile zog daran by us. And be a ene chanami is a mitzvah tashmish, a mitzvah oino, aber the physical anoas aguf, and that physical anoas aguf, and that we don't say mitzvah slam le'enestit. But the Rashbo takes it weiter, and the Rashbo says no, even anoas aguf, we say mitzvah slam le'enestit. The Shaila, why? Mishnah in the mitzvah, we could say Gzeiras Melech, it was given to listen to Hashem. We don't shut it like a Maisa Anoe. Also needs a little bit of Hezbo, a lot of Hezbo. But when I have a physical Anoe, why the physical Anoe will not be considered that I'm Nenefim Yisura Anoe? So the Rashbo, Val, I have to do the mitzvah. The Lashon of the Rashbo is Val, I have to do the mitzvah. The Rashbo is in the design of Mudbeis. And he's mechuyev to do the maise. The mele, what is the hesba? Zot Reb Shimon Shkop, and Simon Yud Aleph and Simon Yud Beis, that the hesba is like this. Zot Reb Shimon, that as a yesoid when we asked in Psochim daf chofei, that in Yisure Anoe, Hashem did not give a mitzvah not to have pleasure from bad things. Hashem never gives such mitzvahs not to have pleasure. Hashem gives a mitzvah not to take pleasure. Hashem can't give you a mitzvah not to have pleasure. The mitzvah is not to do a maise lekichas Anoe. This is the reason the Gemara in Psochim says if you're walking in the street and as a goy, that is makter of it is over, and the smell goes into your nose. You don't have to close your nose. You're not allowed to go there, because the fact that you're going there is kilu, you went to take the anoy. Aber anoy abo le'odom ba'al kolcho, you're not mechuyev, till the Chofetz Chaim le'moshon and Shmiras Haloshon is mesupek, if you have to close your ears not to hear Lashonore. If someone, you're sitting somewhere, someone came to speak Lashonore. Again, not to believe, you're not allowed to. It's another iso, to believe. It's a different iso. But it's chutz from believing, even if a person decides not to believe, you're not allowed to sit in the room that people say Lashonore, even if you don't believe. The iso shmir. And the iso shmir, he says, Hashem can't ask me to, that ear noise will go into my ear. I'm not allowed to go to listen. I'm not, again, to believe is another iso. And our days, the Chofetz Chaim says, everyone that hears believes, yeah? So you can't stay. So, but be a soidoi, the Hainu Zogt is not Isur Hanoi, the Isur is Lekichas Hanoi. Mele Zogt Reb Shimon, when I'm doing this Pe'ula, because I have to do the mitzvah, it's not called a Pe'ula of Naisa Lekichas Hanoi. It's not called a Pe'ula of Lekichas Hanoi. The Pe'ula is called the Pe'ula of Avoidas Melech and Asiyas Rotzon Hashem. The Mele, it's not called the Pe'ula of Lekichas Hanoi. So this is the Hesber and that's a Rashbo. So Mikol Makoyim, we have two Hesber. Shita Saran, only the Anoy from the Mitzvah is not called the Pe'ula Sano. Or if it's a physical Anoy at the same time, it's called Anoy and it's also. It's called Anoy and it's also. Masha'enken, the Rashbo learns, even if it's a physical anoy behadi the mitzvah, we say mitzvah slav lehenes nidnu. What is the mocker from the Rashbo? It doesn't say klo. And then the Muki Yosef is mashma a couple times that the mocker from the Rashbo was the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you're allowed to blow shofar shel isur anoy, shofar shel oilo, lo yitkabel lekatchile, v'im toka yotzo, mudor anoy mechaveiro yitokea lo shofar. Why? Because mitzvah slav lehenes nidnu. And the Rashbo understood, as I said in Muki Yosef, that in a shofar, chutz from the gishmak of hearing the shofar in shul, tzchoynes, tiku lefonai, chutz from that is a gishmak, the noise of the shofar is a gishmak. It's nice noises. It's koil, he's nene from the koil. So why the Gemara says you're allowed to hear the shofar? weißt du, that even a physical anoyah that comes behadi the mitzvah is muta. So ich denke mir, Yosef, you want to learn that the Rashba did not have a mocker and the Rashba said it on his own? Can't say? Can't say the Rashba said it on his own? But the Mokreisim is mashma that the Rashba had a mocker. Mokreisim is mashma that the Rashba had a mocker. No. So before we start to ma'ayin in the sugya, miyad we have a starke kasha, a eisen kasha, the ranz kasha. If a physical anoy is mutel, if a physical anoy is mutel, so why not allowed to go into the ma'ayin be moisacham? I have a physical anoy. So what about? So the fi deran it's gishmak, mikan it's mucha, but the physical anoy is also. But if the Rashba, that a physical anoy is mutel, so why am I not allowed to go into the mayim in Moisachamo? So this was the Ran's raya, that a physical anoy is taki also. Mayane a Rashba. So we have two tirutzi. So it's time shem sholesh. They have the miluim brings down b'shem the roikeach and the meiri. We have a taki in the meiri, Rosh Hashanah Chofei. That in the Mayon is a Anoya later also. But it's a Anoya later also. Not only B'Shas Mais is a Anoya, it's a Anoya even after it. And that is also. What he means that is a Anoya after it? What is the B'Shad that Anoya is after it? What is B'Shad that is a Anoya after it? There's two ways to understand B'Shad. What is the B'Shad that is a Anoya after it? Now, the Miluim state that the Anoya after it means that the whole day he goes around feel cool. He's cold. The whole day, the temperature was very hot. He went into the Mayon, and while he went into the Mayon, his temperature went down. So for 10 hours, it's Gishmak. Person takes a shower. He feels good for a couple of hours. Not only for the time that he's inside the water. And now, the Miluim state clothes it. Shlomo Zalman understood Pshat. That he means after he does the mitzvah, a second when he starts to go out, he takes out his head, it's over the mitzvah. And his body is so fresh inside the water yet. Then he's not doing the mitzvah. So it's also. What? Well, answer yourself. No! If he blows later, it's garnished. If he blows later, he doesn't need to blow. We don't need that blow. It's not an annoy.
The music part.
Under!
If you take out the water before.
Lama Shabbat! Doesn't make a difference. After he did the mitzvah, he's inside the water. He's nene.
No, but if you take out the water, he stays where he is.
And a minute after the water. Goes under his eye.
Straight away, you take off the water.
And straight away. Not enough minute. The shayla is if the anoy is what if they meant the physical anoy from the water that is inside the water for 2 minutes till the water lets, till the water goes out, till the water goes out. Or the anoy is that the body is fresh. It feels gishmak later.
Well, it asks me the same thing.
What? Why is that? That's not a guy for the mitzvah. We're not speaking to what? To show people? That's a cranky man. That's a cranky man. No. He's not nana. The minute that he finishes the mitzvah, he's not nana from the asli. He's nana that he did a mitzvah before. A minute. Here he has. The Rashba answers, the Meiri answers the first teretz, that in Mayan. We'll see later. It's very negeh. What is the real answer on Mayon? The while I'm saying these two terutzim, hopefully we'll have a different teretz. Hopefully we'll have a different teretz on Mayon. But the Meiri says that he's nene later. Other than if he feels the whole day gishmak that he's cold, he has a physical gishmak that he's cold later. Shh. Let me. Or till he goes out the water. Shh. Now, we have to understand that. Below this, it's not so clear what is the answer. So what if he's enjoying later? Aril Fide Rashba, we explain that Valet's a Maisev, a Maisev Mitzvah, we don't look at it like a Maisev Likichasano. That's a Maisev Avoidas Melech. Now that Maisev is Mechayev me to, that I'll be cold the whole day. That Maisev caused me that when I go out, it takes time to go out. But I didn't do a Pe'ula to try to take Anoah. Even that the Rashba says that a physical Anoah that comes is called a Pe'ula of, that is not called a Pe'ula of Nikichas Anoah, but what is Mamshich later is called that I have a Anoah. And Val, when I Mamshich later is called a Pe'ula of Anoah, other we say that the body is cold later, other the Pshat is that till he goes out the water. This is the first tenets. The Muki Yosef says a different terrace. The Muki Yosef says, you know what physical annoy doesn't count? Shofar. You like to hear the noise. There's no way to blow shofar without a noise. So this is called the Maisa Mitzvah. There's no way to do Tashmish on annoy. So this is called a part of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not called a part of Likichas Anoy. But to go to the mikveh, you could go in the winter, and then you're not taking annoy. So what you're going in the summer and you're taking Anoe, this already is not a part of the Maisa Mitzvah. This is a separate Anoe. With the same lomdas that we're going, that the lomdas in the Rashba is that we're looking at like a Pe'ulas Mitzvah and not a Pe'ulas of Likuchas Anoe. Zog din Mukei Yosef, he's Meramezen. When the Anoe has to come, there's no way to do the Mitzvah without the Anoe in every case. So we say the Maisa Avodas Melech here is to do this Pe'ula, even that Anoe comes with. Of a Val, as a Zaytik Anoe, but mainly you don't have to. So the Vile, you have Anoe, but mainly it's also. So we have a Machleikis Ran and Rashbo. Lefi the Ran, Anoe Saguf Be'adid the Mitzvah is also, and Lefi the Rashbo is Muta. Just we have a Kashif and Mayon. We have a kashif on Mayon. How we answer Mayon? So the Bible we said all of the teretz on the rikach, b'shem the meiri, that later he has anoy, that he's cold later, or b'shas that he comes out, or we have the teretz, the lom the teretz, from the Muki Yosef, that this is a zaitike anoy because the temperature doesn't have to be apart. You could do it in the winter, and there is no shaykhis. You could do it in the dirty waters, there is no shaykhis. So punk, now that is anoy, then we don't say that the anoy is a chelik for the Maisa Mitzvah.
That shaykh shaykh
in
without
anoy? That's what he says. Just to be mamchish, Be'ez Hashem, we'll go back to it later, you understand why these terutzim are so vichtik, Lemoshim. We said that's in three terutzim. Cold later, when he goes out, or because you could make tvila on gishmak, so the minute the gishmak is not a chelik for the Maisa Mitzvah. We'll see later, Hashem, tomorrow, there's a tshuva from Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe was in Russia for 30 years, the place that he lived was no mikveh. The Russians didn't let him do a mikveh. So Reb Moshe managed to pay the guy that was in charge at the swimming pool of the government. And they dug near the swimming pool a kosher mikveh, and they made a hole. So the whole swimming pool became a kosher mikveh. And remember, all the Yiddish ladies knew you go to the swimming pool and you table. The only day that the Russians made a swimming pool separate was in Shabbos. For the old people, they wanted a separate day. So the Russians, for the old communists, was a separate day. The problem was that the water in Shabbos is warm. They don't swim pool, it's not cold, they make it warm. And the one that was in charge to warm the swimming pool was a Yid. If it was a guy, it's not a problem, he warms it for the guy. It's Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is awesome. So you're not allowed to go into the warm mikveh. So Reb Moshe says, okay, first I have to clarify if we pass it like the Ran or like the Rashba. If I pass it like the Ran, then I know Asaguf Be'adim Mitzvah is also, so you can go. But if I pass it like the Rashba, L'chur you could go. Because I know as a goof be'ad in the mitzvah, it's mutter. So like the Moshe, but told me how I will answer the Arkashe. But in my own state, that it's also. So if that the temperature stays cold, I'll say it was freezing cold. Yeah? They made the water not to be hot. But it's not a shot that he stays cool the whole day.
It says wrong.
No, no, don't worry. God will tell you freeze right away. So the mele, there you don't have the answer. But if the answer, the moshul, is that the time that you walk out of the mikveh you're enjoying the water, so the time that you walk out, if there is a different way to do it, well, Moshe says, maybe I have a third answer on mikveh. Well, if you my answer, for sure, it's not going to get to that case there. We'll have to get it later in the sugya. But I'm saying, here the Moshal Alei from the street to Rutzim is already enough kemine and a different shayla. If you're allowed to go to such a swimming pool or not. Now, we'll have to learn in the sugya if you're passing in the Rana, you're passing in the Rashba. It's not that no one dealt with. We have to have a psak. We pass in the Rashba in the sugya, or we pass in the Rana in the sugya. If the boy is good along this in our sugya, lefid that, to check up a Shulchan Aruch, he might have passed. But let me again surik to the sugya. The why are we holding in the sugya? The Rashba, while he holds that Anoas Aguf behad Anoas Mitzvah is also. While the Rashba holds that Anoas Aguf behad Anoas Mitzvah is also. So the Rashba has a kash. Tashmish. I'm sorry. Val the Rashba holds anoas aguf be'ade anoas mitzvah is muter. Val the Rashba holds anoas aguf be'ade mitzvah is muter and shoifor. And in Tashmish, so the Rashba had shver or sugya. So why the Gemara says that if you make anoas Tashmish olai, it's also, why it's also? And in the Rashba here is mamish a medrash plie. The Rashba asks this kasha twice. And we'll see every time that the Rashba answers the kasha, he answers different. We'll start with the second time. Frek the Rashba, umi u kasheli. Afilu lo ukim te duk mine. Be'oimer ano astash misholai. Deho mitzvehu. Deho mitzuveh be mitzvah soine. Umitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. ומאי שנו ממודר הנועה משויפור דתקיה בו התקיה של מצווה. Maybe if we want lechadet, the Rashba brings the shofar because he learned that from Diri Azariah that the fiddle of physical hanoi is muter. So he's not time asking Mikol HaShas. He's asking why the person can't do tashmish with his wife. I feel that he was neither hanoi of a mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu as evi shofar. Shofar you're allowed to do it, so you're also be allowed to do it. What is the difference? So the Rashba, again, he's asking his kasha. Like the Miluim and the Sharam Mishmah and the Sharam Melech and the that I know as a good bad, I know as mitzvah, if the Rashba is muter. So mainly he's asking why when the lady is also betashmish, because in Tashmish you're not allowed to do it, it's mitzvah, the Mishnah raised in Baliachel, say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, and you're allowed to do the Tashmish. And he brings a raya that you're muter from Shoifel. I hear it's Anoras Aguf. The Talmud says the Rashba learns, other than there's no chiluk, but better that from Shofar we see that even Anoras Aguf be'ad a mitzvah is muter. Yeshloima, this is a medrash plia. The mitzvah zu eino elo machmoso. It's no mitzvah eino. No mitzvah. The mitzvah is because you deserve it to your wife, so there's a mitzvah eino so leisigra. The moshul she has to eat. Mezayna leitzuga ksus leitzuga. You mechuy for her mezaynas. You mechuy for her aina. Velei machmosa. It's not that he has like he has to put on tefillin. He has to do a aina. He has to pay her what she needs. Umishum di shtabed lo. Val is a shibud. He married her. He's meshubet to her. So like the Rashba explained in the sugas before, the mitzvah is to keep the shibud. וקיים עוד אמר הנועס תשמיש החולי ומחמס נדרוי פה כשיבוד המיני אין כאן מצווה מחייבס. So the Rashba had it shver לשיטו see that mitzvah slav lehen is even in physical, so why I can't do tashmish are it not called an anene. זוג the Rashba, but you don't have a mitzvah. Why? Well, the mitzvah is machmoso, and well, you meshubeter, and well, you made a neder, you're not meshubeter, because the neder is mafkeh the shibud. But mele, you don't say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Klo? You understand the Rashba? I don't understand the Rashba. There's no way to understand the Rashba. What the Rashba is answering?
It's not your
mitzvah. So what if it's not my mitzvah?
It's
clapping her. So what? It's clapping her. No.
So and then you don't do the same thing.
Why? No, why not? I have a mitzvah to myself.
You don't have a mitzvah.
I have a mitzvah. No, she doesn't have a mitzvah.
You have a chiyuv. She doesn't have a mitzvah. She has a.
I have a mitzvah to keep my chiyuv. I have a mitzvah. Mitzvah.
because of
the Rashba, so what if it's because the Rashba explained? And while the her shibud was polka, the male I don't have a mitzvah. Something else. Not because of a tzara, I don't have a mitzvah. My mitzvah's oina is to pay her shibud. And while her shibud is polka. Because I made a nether, so the male I don't have a mitzvah. So mitzvah slam la is nidu. Again. The Rashba is asking a kasha. The Gemara states if a person makes a nether not to make tashmish to his wife, if he makes a nether not to, he can't do the tashmish. Why? He's not allowed to be. If you ask the hanoas tashmish cholai, he asked the hanoah of the tashmish of the wife and himself, he can do the beer. Frag the Rashba, why? Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu, is not called on his nene, even as a physical hanoah b'shas maize. Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu, is not called on his nene. As they frag the Rashba. And for the Rashba, this mitzvah is to keep her chiyuv. When you owe her, and while the shibud was mafkia the mitzvah, while the nether was mafkia the shibud, so the mele is no mitzvah, so you can't say mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. Klo? So what are the four steps? The Rashba is asking a kasha, mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu, do beer. So the Rashba, I don't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to keep my shibud. And while is no shibud, why is no shibud? What? Nifka. The mele, I can't say mitzvah. I don't understand. Why it was nifka? Because I made a nether. Why the nether is mafkia? Because I can't do it. Oh, the mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu, so I could do it. It's not nifka. Again. I asked that I will not be neder for my wife. I know that's tashmish cholai. So the Rashba, so what? You can do it. Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. It's not called you enjoying. So the Rashba, the mitzvah is to keep her shibut. And if I'm not meshuvet her, I don't have a mitzvah. And why I'm not meshuvet her? Because I made a neder. So what if you made a neder? But you could make your neder. Before the shibut is nifka, the neder is a reason to mafkia the shibut? No. The neder is not a reason to mafkia the shibut. No chabo. It's very posh. This Rashba is a medresh plia. Again, I made a nether not to have a noy for my wife. So the Gemara says, I can't bal yachel. Frag the Rashba, but I'm not nether, I'm a kaim a mitzvah. So the Rashba, the mitzvah long disappeared. Why? Because the mitzvah is only when it's a shibud. And the nether was mafkia the shibud. Why the nether is mafkia the shibud? The nether is a spirit of the shibud? I was nether not to be nether, but I can mekayim the mitzvah to do beer. So the nether is never a stira to the shibud. I'm allowed, I will never have a no. Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. That's began his anoy, yeah. He's meshubet to do a beer. He made a nether, the nether breaks the shibud. Why? Because when he has a nether, he can't do the mitzvah. He could. When he has a nether, he could do the mitzvah. Mitzvah slav What is the Rashba's answer? Not because of her. While the mitzvah is only the shibud, the kevod shekvar nifka shibud is no mitzvah. Why is nifka shibud? The nether is not, why the nether is mafkia the shibud? Because when there's a nether, I can't do the mitzvah. Why I can't do the mitzvah? Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. Even not the nether, I can do the mitzvah.
No, we talk about the shibud, then there is a no.
No, I know a mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. I'm not meshubet to be nether. I'm meshubet to do a beer to her. My shibud is to do a beer. The nether is not a stira. I could carry on giving you anoy and doing a beer. The mitzvah is not stop. The nether is not stopping me. Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. It's a medrash plia, this Rashba. I'll read it again inside.
Why it takes off the mitzvah?
Because it's not a stira. Mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu.
Or neno. Even if it's not then slav lehen, you are neno. Say that only if you have a mitzvah. You're not a mitzvah. You can't say that. You break the mitzvah.
I'll read it again. ומיהו הקעתקה שלי אפילו להוקים תדוק מן בו אמרה נועס תשמישך אולי המצווה במצווה סוינה ומצווה סלב להנס ניתנו מה יש לו ממודרה נועם משויפו יש לו אמר דמצווה זו אינו אלו מחמוסו ולא עם מחמוסו וכיוון דאומר הנו אז תשמישך אולי מחמס נידרוי פוק השיעבוד וואי the nether is not מפקיע שיבודוי he could do the שיבוד with the nether because מצווה סלב להן אז ניתנו it's a גלגל the mitzvah doesn't stop The nether is chal. לא משנה. זה לא משנה.
Shibud
the mitzvah is the mekayim the shibud. לא משנה. But b'shas the nether was already a mitzvah. So mele it's not a stira. But it's not a stira. This kasha fregt davne miluim. Davne miluim et samach in chofches and in ein beis. This kasha fregt davne miluim and Rebel Chonon. The divrei Rashbo amerapsim nigra. This doesn't make sense. We'll leave this Rashbo a second. The Rashbo in the beginning of the sugya asks the kasha again. He says, why the Gemara didn't answer mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu? The Rashba in the beginning of the sugi asks the same kasha. What is the problem? Anoas tashmishech olai. Aber mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. And they frag the Rashba. The same kasha. And the Rashba has a new terrace. Zog the Rashba, val is meshubeter. I know. The Gemara says that because the nether is chal, everything is nifka. But the Rashba's kasha was, don't say that it's nifka. Say that everything was there. And mitzvah slav lehen es nifka. This was the Rashba's kasha. Zog the Rashba, I'll read the Rashba inside. והיינו נמי דכי אמרים אין בואים אל הנועס תשמיש שחולי לא ירק שינל וכי מיצס להן אז ניתנו כדי היה כשירו וגבי הנועס סוכר אולי דאוסום אין עודו משובד לסוק, אלא מח מזכיר מהמצווה בלבד, ומצווה סלב להנס תיתנו. אבל לא כן, מלבד מה שהוא מצווה לאוינו, יש עולוב שיבוט. ואוית, תהיד הלכו. The Rashba answers, ועל איזה שיבוט, so we don't say מצווה סלב להנס תיתנו. I'll explain it in a second. But first we have ממש הסתירה. The Rashba, the beginning of the Sugi asks, why you don't say מצווה סלב להנס תיתנו? And he answers, "Val is a shibud. You don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu." A whole page, and then the Rashba asks the kasha again. "Aber the mitzvah soyno, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu." He says the mitzvah disappeared. What is going on here in the Rashba? So we'll go back to the first piece of the Rashba. What is the Rashba's kasha? Frek the Rashba, why the Gemara didn't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu? He's asking the kasha in the way the Ran asked the kasha. Say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So the Rashba, you know why? Kevon shu meshubet lo, we don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Pashtet. So, and after the miluim in Simenayin Beis, is a agoef in his Talmid, Reb Zondol, and there in Ois Gimel, he says pshat like this. The Rashba started the sugya, the shitosoy, and he's asking, what is the Gemara's teretz, hanoas tashmish echolai, and b'meile you can't do it. Say, mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Physical, so what? Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. The Rashba holds, even if I'm doing hanoas aguf bad in mitzvah, we say, mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. This is the Rashba's kasha. Say, mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Zog the Rashba teretz. Kevon shu mesh azay bisuka. You allowed to sit in a sukkah. Eh? The Gemara says in Amud Beis and design Amud Beis. Mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Zog the Rashba ataretz. You know why? Kevon shu meshubad lo. We don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Sag de Welt, this is the longest of his said. When you say mitzvah slav leheres nitnu, when you have a physical anor, I'm doing avodas melech. My body is enjoying, I'm busy avodas melech. So we don't consider it a maisel lekichas anor. But when you meshubet to a person, and you have to pay what you owe him, and not only that, the mitzvah is to pay him what you owe him, to take care of him. This is the chefzah of the mitzvah. So what you are doing now, you're busy now perei yeshibud. So don't tell me you're oisek in avodas hamelech. You're oisek in perei yeshibud. While you're oisek in perei yeshibud, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. We don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. While you're oisek bepiroin shibud, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Thus stayed in the Rashba the Yesoid Be'etzer. The Rashba has the Kasha. Say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Zog the Rashba when I'm a Shubot and I pay my Shibut, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. I'm busy paying my Shibut. And when I'm busy paying my Shibut, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. This is the first piece of the Rashba. The first piece of the Rashba is why we don't say by us mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. While I'm busy paying my shibut, you can't say I'm misasek and avoid as a melech. You want a moshel, I'll give you a moshel. We'll get it, Be'ez Hashem. The poskim asked the shayle oinek Shabbos. I'm allowed to bring for oinek Shabbos Yisur ha'anoe mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. But don't ask me, I'll tell you, someone put on the light. The Shabbos, it was a shiva, a guy put on the light in a mistake. So they came to ask if they're allowed to sit in the light. Ma'isa Shabbos. I said, for what they wanted, for Enik Shabbos. I told him they're allowed to, Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitnu. Say, no, makes sense. Someone cooks in Shabbos, what is the Isu? Ma'isa Shabbos. Enik Shabbos, Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitnu. Why not? Why not? What? The Torah says, the mitzvah is the binedah. So you can't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. We'll see later if it's true or not. The Rashba says the same thing here. When you meshubet to the isha, you can't say what I'm doing is I'm poireya, I'm shaking my lulav, I'm blowing my shofar. You have to. I'm paying her. While I'm meshubet to her again, with the same lomdus. If the Rashba meant. If the Rashba meant, when I do a mitzvah and I have a physical anoy, it doesn't count. It doesn't make a difference why I'm doing the mitzvah. Physical anoy, it doesn't count. We explain it's not a pora aduma. The vote is we don't look at it like a maisel lekichas anoy. We look at it like that I'm misasik in the avodas hamelech and tzivui hamelech. This is an normal mitzvah. Grada, I have gishmak. We start in Muki Yosef. If not every time you have to have that, it's already not a part of it. We saw in the Shabbos, some say, Avada, it's also. I mean, the mitzvah is to have that. No, you can't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Because Hashem wants me to be nana. Thus is good with the mitzvah. Hashem wants me to be nana. This is what Hashem wants me to be nana. The mele, priyas balchoy, the zel bazach. You don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Moses Claude, you're not allowed to pay choy b'isur ha'anoy. It's often the Gemara. Say priyas bal choy mitzvah. Torah says you don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. So now listen carefully. What the Seder Advarim and the Rashba. The Rashba started a sugya with a simple question. So what if I made a neder? Let me to do tashmish mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. I will have a physical anoy. Anoy asaguf doesn't count. Zog the Rashba, while you meshubah to this wife, so when you meshubah and you're doing it because of shibud, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. A klal of the Rashba. This is the first piece of the Rashba. While, even if it's a mitzvah, while it's a shibud zog the Rashba, we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. This is the inside of the Rashba. Then here it's different. After the Rashba finishes this, comes the Rashba and says, okay, so because the mitzvah is chal, so because the neder is chal, so what happens? The shibud is nifka. Because Ein Ma'achilin La'adam Davar Ha'asu, so there's no Moshibut. Because the Nether is the spirit of the Shibut. I say Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu, Val is the Shibut, you can't say Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu. So B'meleh, the Nether is Mafkiah the Shibut, and you also to marry your wife. There's no Moshibut. Now there's no Moshibut. Zog der Ashbo, B'seiner! If there's no Shibut, do be in now Stam. As Mitzvah, on Shibut. Ah, is a nether. Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu. Before when I was Meshubet to her, you answered me, I can't do the nether when I'm Meshubet. Why I can't do the nether because I'm Meshubet? Because it's not called Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu, because I'm busy Perea Choyvi. Okay, so we made it the nether, was Mafkia the Shibut. Ois Shibut. Now I'm not Meshubet nothing to my wife. But I have a Mitzvah Zayna, right? So let me to do the beer now as Mitzvah Zayna. So why are you telling me that I have Bal Yachel if I do it? You're right. The Bal Yachel was Mafkiah the Shibut. Because if I have a Neder, I can't have a Shibut. So b'meile, the Shibut is Nifka. Oh, but let me now to do the Mitzvah Stam as Mitzvah. And b'meile, I will not have a Aveire. Why I will not have a Aveire even that I did a Neder? Because Mitzvah Slav Le'en is Nidlu. Because Mitzvah Slav Le'en is Nidlu. And that the Rashba has a new teretz. If there's no Shibut, there's no Mitzvah. This is the second teretz of the Rashba. So Shtei Divrei HaRashba Mashlim Im Zeh Et Zeh. It's one big Rashba. He's, again, both of them, Hatzad HaShobesh from two of the Rashbas is Davne Miluim Yesoid. That Anoah Saguf Be'adei Mitzvah Ez Mutar. So the Rashba starts the Sugya, so he Bichlal doesn't understand the Sugya. And a Kati Kasha. This is the first Kasha of the Sugya. So why is Osu and his wife Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu? It's like the Val is a Shibud. If the Nether is not Mafkeh the Shibud, and he's coming to Perea the Shibud, so we don't say Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu. Memele Al Kocho the Shibud is Nifka. Ein Ma'achilim Lo'adam Dover Ha'osu. For the Rashi of a Seder, you're not Meshuvah to her, you don't have to. But you have a Mitzvah Zayna. So weiter, you're allowed to do the beer and you don't get Malkus from Bal Yachel, even though the Neder is Chal. What happens? The Neder is Chal and there's no Meshibut today. So after there's no Meshibut, now the Neder is there without the Shibut. When the Neder is there without the Shibut, now as Mitzvah Zayna, do the nice beer and say Mitzvah Slav Le'en is Nidu.
Once you have that, it's not
to the
Shibut
anymore. It's a stira, because if you're doing it for the when it's a Shibut, you don't say Mitzvah Slav. If when it's a Shibut and also a Mitzvah, that's the beginning. The Rashba knows that it's a Mitzvah. He says when it's a Shibut and a Mitzvah, we don't say Mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu. But mainly you have to take away the Shibut. Not when it's a Shibut. Daniel. When it's a mitzvah and a shibut, we don't say mitzvah slav le'en esnitnu. This is the inside of the Rashba. You have to explain it. But that's shaitin Rashba. The male is like the Rashba, the shibut has to be nifka. The male is a bal yachel. The shibut is not here anymore. After the shibut is not here, frek the Rashba, why I get malchus if I do the bia, but I have a mitzvah. Zog der Rashba, Chobat Eretz, is nishtok in mitzvah. While the whole mitzvah is to keep the Shibut, while there's no Shibut, there's no mitzvah. This is Seder HaDvorim Barashbo. This is Be'etzem, Etzem Alomdas Legabe Ika Chelik HaRashbo. Comes now the Rashba, the last five lines, and freks HaKashe, Seder, I'm asking a simple Kashe, there's no mitzvah Soino, there's a mitzvah Pruver Vu. So again, why I can't do the Bia? Len, mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu, Pruver Vu? Don't ask Ershom mitzvah, the Ran said Pruver Vu, you didn't come to ask me on the Ran. How he asked his Pruver Vu? Why didn't he ask me on the Ran? Why asked now on the Rashba? If you would ask it on the Ran, Seder. No. You're not the first one who came to ask me on the Rashba. I said, if you have the Kashi in the Ran, look in the Ran inside. No. Look in the Ran inside. Seven lines in the bottom. Ve'afukim mitzvahs oino ve'mitzvahs piriyah ve'revir. So we don't ask Echshom mitzvah. And I think that Melombus could be mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu, even a Echshom mitzvah, especially if the Rashba walking into the Mayan is Eichet. So let me show Mikol Mekoy Frek the Rashba, mitzvah Pruver Vu. Say mitzvah Slav Le'en Esnitnu. Zog der Rashbo am Medrash clear. Yishloima, he doesn't have to marry this lady. He could marry someone else. So Mela, you don't say Mitzvah Lehelis Nitnu. A new klal. While he doesn't have to marry this lady, he could marry a different lady. You don't say Mitzvah Lehelis Nitnu. Avada, this longest goes what we said before. Well, the heter is, the mice that I'm not taking the anor. You could have taken someone else and you're taking this one. Vice says, you want the anor? Freg the avne miluim and the sharamelech. Shofar also. Why the Gemara says you're allowed to blow the shofar? Ole. Shel kila akerem. Shel isura anor. Why are you allowed to blow the shofar? Shel isura anor. Efshar be shofar acher. Efshar be shofar acher. So again, I'll read the Rashbo inside. Elo shadayin kosheli. Mikol mukim meike mitzas pirei v'reviya de rami alei. Shleim ha-sheinu mechuyim lo kim zera mizu. Efshar be'isha acheres. So they ask the kasha. Then Rashbo is asking a modern kasha. Shadayin kosheli. Im ken bo'im etashmish kol anoshim olai v'zera ein loi. That he be allowed to. I don't understand the next kasha, but we'll get to it later. He could do it with someone else because he has another problem there. I'll get to it. But first, the Rashba. The Rashba is asking a kasha, Lacey, Nitzvahinachanami, Mitzvah, Lenis, Nino, Pruver, Vuk, Oino, can be Choshuv, because it's Nifka, but I have a Mitzvah, Pruver, Vuru. So why I can't, why the Gemara says by us that it's also, so the Mitzvah, Pruver, Vuk? So the Mitzvah, Pruver, Vuk, is the Ranz kasha also? And a physical annoyer, the Rashba can answer. And the Rashba answers, Efshar be'isha acheres. Efshar be'isha acheres. Freg the avne miluim, Efshar be'shoifar acheres. Zog the avne miluim, azat teretz. Listen carefully. It doesn't go with what we said. The avne miluim understood that in shoifar is no physical annoyer. Not like we said in the Rashba. Mele, he says in shoifar that the shaila is if the mitzvah is the annoyer or not. The Gemara says shofar on the mitzvah is not called anoyer. Mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. I could take a different shofar. So what? But the fact that I blew shofar is not called anoyer. Here by noshim, we're not talking about the gishmak of listening to the mitzvah. We're talking about the gishmak anoas aguf that it comes behadir. And the Rashba said, why anoas aguf that comes behadir mitzvah is not considered anoyer? Because it's a ma'isiv avodas melech. It's not called a ma'isiv anoyer. But if I could do it with a different lady, it's called that I'm taking anoy from this mitzvah. When I'm talking about the etzem anoy from the mitzvah, so even if I could do it in a different shofar, other mitzvahs are not called anoy. Mitzvahs is called avodas melech. Even if I could have done a mitzvah somewhere else, it's a glatis svobe. Mashein ken betashmish. Are we talking a physical anoy? What is the answer? Well, I have to do it. The whole peula is called a peula of avodas melech. I've then zog the Rashi when I could do it with a different lady. The mele, we don't say that this peula is not considered peula sanoy. Again, it's only gishmak if we learn that shofar is no physical anoyer. But if we learn that shofar is a physical anoyer, so kum tzorik the kasha from the sharam mishpat, sharam avne miluim. So here we hold it. That the Rashba, after he said his lomdes, the Rashba came and he said, aber lemaise let mitzvah shepruv ervu, and he didn't want to learn echshor mitzvah, he didn't want to learn like the tesisim learn, maybe only the kids are the mitzvah, all different tirutzim, and he said, then prove who you could say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and he answers efshar beisha acheres. Freig the avne miluim samach chavches samach isamach. Are the shofar also efshar beshofar acher? And he answers shofar. We're only discussing the physical anoyer and the mitzvah dikei anoyer. Shofar is not called anoyer. To listen to Hashem is not called anoyer. Like the Ran, mitzvahs are not considered anoyer. Mashen can be isha. We're speaking of physical anoyer. Dear, it's told if you could do it beisha acheres or not. So givaldik eteretz, but again, it will not answer l'shita seinu that we wanted to learn that shofar is also considered a physical anor. Now, so we have here yet what we have to explain. Then the Rashba asks noch hakasha. Here the lomdim have to clear. So the Rashba, what do you tell me? I could do it with a different lady. What if he made a neder that he asked all the ladies in the world? Sivali asked the other lady, so he can't do it with no lady. Sivali can't do it with no lady. But maybe the Chulam Chai Gavne, it will be Mutah, it will be Mitzvah Slav Lenis Nidma. So B'chai Gavne, the Nero will Chav. B'chai Gavne, the Nero will Chav. And B'chai Gavne, he'll be Mutah, B'chai Gavne, he'll be Mutah. So we have to see if the Asur, all of the Noshim, Taka helps to make it the Isur or not. We have to learn. So Hashem, tomorrow, we'll try to finish it.